David Ford is out today. I'm Bethany Chafin with Triad Arts. Storytellers piece things together. They weave funny, sad, trying, and victorious moments into something coherent. Nilla Childs is an example of a remarkable local storyteller. In her new book, Puzzled, 100 Pieces of Autism, Stories of a Determined Mother Who Never Gives Up on Her Quirky Son, the Winston-Salem-based author tells the story of her family. Child's oldest son, Daniel, was diagnosed with Asperger's when he was 23, and her book highlights the everyday struggles and triumphs associated with Asperger's syndrome. You can join Nilla for a discussion of her book at the Forsyth County Public Library Walkertown branch on Tuesday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. Nilla joined me in the studio and described some of the characteristics of Asperger's syndrome.
The main characteristics are impacting social skills and communication. And the third one is called executive function, which sort of means, think of an executive in an office and they're having to manage a lot of things at once. So it involves planning and delegation and managing multiple things at once. But the main impact, I would say, for Daniel is social disability.
How would you describe your communication style with Daniel and his with you?
Well, I feel a great lack there. I want to hear more from him. That's my way of feeling connected, and that's not his way of feeling connected. He likes to do activities with me, so I find that I really try to grab anything that he's interested in and go with that. But our communication is very different, where I use words and eye contact and expression and touch and hugs, and he's really just there. And he's observing a lot, but it's not apparent to observe him that that's what he's doing. With practice and prayer, instead of constantly worrying about Daniel's growth, I simply enjoy being with my son while we go to a movie or walk the dogs. I look for chances to ask him for advice. Instead of pleading for him to join me at my hurried pace, I try to enter his world on his terms. I put aside my agenda so that we can wander around the local farmer's market. Passively, I follow his lead and stop only when he stops. Now I see more than the fresh flowers and vegetables within my rehearsed focus. Daniel opens my eyes to the funky homemade chocolate lollipops.
Let me talk about the feedback that Daniel gave you after you wrote the book.
That was an extraordinary day. I was not expecting any response from him, or maybe I thought there might be a sentence or two comment on the book. As he started giving me response to each story, it was as if we were having the conversation that I'd wanted to have for the past 20 years. But then also the book would not have been complete without his perspective. And that's what I think is the key that makes the book important to read, because you can really see the contrast between our perspectives. And that's the real beauty of the book, I think.
Nilla Childs, author of Puzzled, 100 Pieces of Autism. Join Nilla at the Forsyth County Public Library Walkertown branch on January 22nd at 7 p.m. to discuss her book. You can find a link to Nilla's website and blog, which includes excerpts from her book, at our website, WFDD.org. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.